Alex, wow, just this morning, all we're doing is...
Come on, let's talk about sex, baby.
When she first meets a guy that she's going to, you know, date or talk to him, she's like, hey, what's your number? Like, how many people have you been with?
I wouldn't say first. It's not one of my first top three questions. You know, that I well, do politics and religion, first, of course.
Yeah, but the abortion question's in there.
Right, abortion question's in there. No, but, I mean, yes, but but I don't really ask the number. I would say, like, you know, if we've been dating a month or so, I'll ask that.
Okay. And that's something that I think I've been with, I should know the number by now. I've been with my wife for 4 or 5 years, and we've been married for a year and a half, and I have not asked her.
That is just totally mind-blowing
to me. I'm a bit curious, because Alex has been like, you should ask her, you should ask her, you should ask her. But I don't want to know, as long as she's clean. I know she's clean.
Well, do you? Because you've never asked.
No, test. We get tests done.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. You could be with one person and get herpes or AIDS or anything.
One thing that really blew my mind was at my old job, I had a coworker I was super, super close with, and she's been married for like 15 years or something, and she's never asked her husband, and her husband has never asked her what their numbers are. And I'm like, how do you not know? And she was like, Alex, I would be so insecure if I knew. I just can't imagine knowing. I'm insecure when I don't know. I explained this earlier, but I'm insecure when I don't know everything about a guy's past because I feel like he doesn't love me because he's not willing to share every single score and sore with me, if you know what I mean.
Well, I hope he doesn't.
Hopefully he doesn't share any sores with you.
Yeah, do you really want him to share that? Keep that. That's all you.
I don't know how to explain it. To me, intimacy I get from like what we talk about, what we share, because I am waiting until I'm married, so it's super important to me. If a guy doesn't share his number with me or wants to hold back, I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong with me?
He's
going to
share something. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can let us know if you ask the question or you absolutely do not ask the question.
Amy says, I always ask. You can sometimes tell from their number if they're looking for a serious relationship or just a hookup. Oh, so she's saying the bigger the number, the less serious they are about finding a significant other then, for real.
I don't know. I mean, you can change as you get older. You're not 18 or 19 or 21 or whatever in college. You're like, I really want to find somebody to get married to. I want to settle down now. Some people might, but other people are like, woo, let me hit it.
Tiara said, I asked my husband the number question while we were dating. Allie, I'm with Alex. I always ask. Buster from Afternoons here on Radio Now said, nope. Why would I want to know how many D-bags have been on top of my girl?
God, I wonder what Buster's number is. Hey, good morning, Brianna. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm interested to see what other people say, because Alex thinks I might be in my own little island as far as not wanting to know.
Well, I don't think that the number defines you at all. I mean, because there's like been like certain periods of people's life where they need to go and have a wild phase, you know? So like they can blow through a bunch of numbers pretty quickly. But I mean, it really doesn't define you as a person. And you know, as soon as she asks what the number is, she's immediately judging that person.
Oh, so you think if Alex is asking for curiosity, it's kind of a judgy thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I don't ever share my number.
So you're dating then? I'm taking it you're not married?
Correct. I'm not married.
And once you, or if you decide to ever get married, would you not ask that person what their number is ever?
Oh, I've been there and done that. And I didn't ask my husband at the time, no.
Wow.
Brianna, it's just you and me and everybody listening. What's your number?
I don't want to share that. I told you, I don't tell my number.
Okay, is it above 10?
Yes.
Is it above 40?
No.
Is it above 30?
Yes.
All right, there we go. Pretty close. We narrowed it out. I'm going to say 35 because that sounds like right in the middle.
I think that the new average. I think I read.
Thank you, Brianna.
I think I read that the current average for like males and females in the United States is like between 7 and 9 is a typical number for it to fall in there.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. What did you do? Like, did your wife like do anything? Did she ask? Did you ask?
She asked me, and I really didn't have any problem with it. And then a little long down the line, we both ended up going and getting an STD test in the same day.
How did that go?
It was fine. Both of us turned up clean.
Was it a sigh of relief? You're like, whew.
Oh, yeah, I was a little relieved. But, I mean, my number's lower than hers.
Does that bother you that her number's higher?
Not really.
How much higher? Like one or two people or like 10 people higher?
Or like a clown car higher?
It's 9 people higher.
Wow.
9 people higher.
Whoa. See, I would just worry like how I stacked up against other guys and just other things. I don't think there's anything wrong with sex. I don't want to know.
But she did marry him. I mean,
no,
same thing
no,
with your
for
wife.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that. 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. We're talking about how Alex always asks guys the question. She's like, how many have you been with? And I'm like, I don't want to know.